America tonight. Would you believe that time is ticking away and we are just that much closer to celebrating another Christmas and another year is gone? We'll take a look back at what the year was like, the tragedies, the triumphs, the fall from grace for so many, and some of the things to look forward to in 2013. Whew. Well, we know the mystery of fiscal cliff and financial ruin and everything else that is being predicted. We'll know the answer to that as we swing into 2013, or so we think. I'll tell you what I want to know the answer to is this. Will we hit $20 trillion in our deficit? Will we go into debt that deeply in the next couple of years? Because to me, there's a line of demarcation, a point of no return. You know that you've all reached that point at some point in your life, right? Whether it was with a job, with a spouse, sadly, or something else. There was the point of no return. What is the point of no return financially for all of us as Americans? I'm saying 20 is absolutely the pinnacle. I hope we don't get there. We're already past 16, and we need to reverse that course. And the mannequins that we have in Congress aren't getting it done. You know, they're just not doing it. There's the give, there's the take, and then there's the take, and take some more. So are we going to see massive spending cuts, which we need massive spending cuts? It has to be part of the equation. What ultimately is the tax situation going to look like? And the answer is, you know, we have no idea. We are no closer to an answer to this problem than we were a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago. There was the bipartisan committee. There was the look into what should we do recommendation committee. And we're just fresh out of ideas, apparently, in Washington. I don't understand why, with all the brilliant economists that we have in this country, we can't bring them together. For all the money that we spend on frivolous things, like finding out the mating patterns of shrimp, did you know that we actually paid for that? Oh, yeah. Why? Why, oh, why don't we have the best, biggest, baddest economists that we have in the entire nation bring together a panel of 10 of them and let them offer suggestions? I mean, pure economists, not people tied to Goldman Sachs, not people tied to other fortunes. I'm talking about people who are pure economists. And trust me, they're there. They're out there. They're in the universities and Stanford and MIT and Harvard and wherever. Pick your favorite brainiest school. Columbia. I mean, there's a slew of those people. Why isn't this part of the equation? You know, I don't understand. Doesn't make any sense to me. So we're not going to talk about the fiscal cliff right now because we're tired of talking about the fiscal cliff. I think at this point in this week, you got to make up your mind. Where are you on it? What do you think that ultimately you'd like to see your government do? If anything, I mean, do you say, well, forget it, just let them fly over the cliff, because I think some of it's exaggerated. Let them just, you know, shoot themselves over the side, just fly off the side and let us know what it's like once you get down there. Because we've heard this before. You sound the alarm bells. Oh, if we don't lift the debt ceiling, everything's going to crash, the world's going to crash, and we're going to pay the price, and the markets are going to get down to zero, no company's going to be worth anything, and we're all going to drown in this massive debt that is strangling us. There's no question about that. But I don't think it gets solved. Ultimately, I thought that we might see a Band-Aid kind of over this problem, because that is what recent years have yielded. If we can't fix it, well, let's just treat it like a boo-boo, and we'll just push it. We'll put a Band-Aid on it, and we'll just wait a little bit longer to see if it somehow heals itself. But I don't think this is going to heal itself. There are things that we can live with. So the White House rejected the Republicans' latest plan. They gave a little bit more, but the thing that's interesting about so much of this is I think there's the misconception that we're talking about a year. Okay, so what's going to happen this year and next year? But most of the proposals involve a decade or at least multiple years. The Republican plan promised $2.2 trillion in deficit savings over the decade, and that included $800 billion from tax reform, $600 billion from Medicare reforms and other health savings, and $600 billion in other areas and other spending cuts that would also be part of the package. And the president resoundingly rejected it. It was rebuffed almost immediately, demanding more from the wealthiest taxpayers. Remember, this is what Obama ran on, and this is his second term. So he's not running again. This is it. He can dig in, and I think he's going to dig in and wait for this. Obama said that the Republican plan was a step backward in negotiations and not even worthy of its own counteroffer because it isn't serious enough. That it doesn't meet the test of balance, and that the president's not going to sign a bill that extends tax rates for the top 2%. And they went on to say, the White House, that if the Republicans in Congress don't get serious about asking the wealthiest to pay slightly more, that they're not going to be able to achieve a balanced approach to reducing our deficit. So it sounds like there is no compromise. There doesn't seem to be anything in sight here unless, as I said in a previous show, it's all about playing chicken, and the first one to lose its head, it loses the game this time around. And the other sides, the two sides, are going to wait and see how long they can hold out before they have to give in. How long can they hold out? And truly, it may be all the way through the expiration of the Bush tax credits. That just might happen. That wouldn't be shocking to me. I wouldn't be surprised by that. Coming up on America Tonight, a couple of interesting guests we have for you, including, you know, we try to introduce you to different entrepreneurs, and we're going to do that. Somebody who has taken the billboard and turned it all the way around and made it an advertising just mecca that gets bigger and bigger every day. And we're talking about trucks driving around, and not just trucks with some kind of painted message on it, but things that flip and just these cube trucks that have an incredible display that have caught the attention of a lot of people, and it's becoming a new form of advertising. So he makes our list of interesting people worth talking to from an entrepreneur point of view, without a doubt. And also, the craziness in the quest to get young. How much are people spending on that industry to no avail to get rid of some crow's feet? Even the men. 60% of the products are used by men now. 60 versus 40 with women. When did that flip over? Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Her hands are never cold. She's got better days inside. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She's got better days inside. She'll unheat you. Her bed has just squeezed you. She's cautious, and she knows just what it takes to make her blush. She's got better troubles in the sky. She's got better days inside.
All right, I always say, if you want to let your thoughts fly, you can send them to us at americatonight.net. So easy, then you click on contact and bada bing, you are in. And a lot of you had a lot to say about a couple of different things, including the Kansas City player who killed his girlfriend and then shot himself. So let's run down the hallway and open the mail and see what we got.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. Yes, we do have mail. And in checking the mail, we go first to Little Al. Little Al says, "Well, hello, Ms. Delaney, and Merry Merry to you and all of your family, including the America Tonight family. I don't know if you know it or not, but are you aware that there is another inauguration that is going to take place this season? And apparently, a lot of the hotels are booked up, so maybe the people who didn't get to see Obama the first time around will get to see him this time around. Did you know that they did that?" Yes, it's interesting that you bring that up because somebody asked me about Inauguration Day, because this year it's on the same Monday that's a legal public holiday for Martin Luther King. So it falls on the 21st because the, well, so it should be kind of interesting, actually, the fact that you always have a ceremony, a new term of the president. That's what happens, whether it's not the full-on, wow, this is the first time, and, you know, Clinton goes to Washington, Bush goes to Washington, Obama goes to Washington, yes, they do a swearing-in ceremony, and it differs, I think, from one administration when you have a carryover to the second part of the administration. And I don't really know much about it. I mean, it happens every 4 years on January 20th, but I don't know much about Obama's inauguration this time around, what he's, you know, what he's planning or who's going to be involved in it. I know that everything gets shut down. The familiar restaurants, they have parties and all that kind of stuff, but I couldn't tell you who else is involved in it. In fact, there's really not much coming out of the White House on that, I suppose, because guess what? We're dealing with everything else at the tail end of the year. And if you didn't hear our report from Victoria Jones, who joined us from Washington, D.C., this is the season of the parties at the White House. So every night until the 22nd or 23rd, she thinks, they've got some kind of party for some kind of group, whether it's the media, whether it's the military, you know, whoever it is. So it's a busy time in D.C., I suppose. I do like presidential history, not to get off on a tangent, little Al, but I've got a bunch of books on presidential history and things that have happened over the years. And there are little snippets about various swearing-in ceremonies and stuff, but, you know, it's interesting that it's the 20th, because the 20th Amendment of the Constitution is, guess what? Inaugurations always are to happen on January 20th, so that's how that came about. How about that? Another gift from the Founding Fathers. Let's move on to another one. This one from Roger, who says, America Tonight. I've been meaning to email for quite some time. Now I certainly have a reason to do so. What did you think about the comments of Bob Costas over the Kansas City player who killed himself after killing his girlfriend? I think his name was Belcher. But Bob Costas decided, even though he's a sports guy, to go full-on opinion and talk about the need to get rid of guns in this country. So he made it a gun control issue. Well, anything like this is going to be up for grabs for gun control. But the thing is that it depends on your point of view, of course, of the Second Amendment. And, you know, I'm for more waiting periods and trying to check out people as much as possible. But you know how I feel about the Second Amendment. I think you have to uphold it because it invites disaster and it invites problems, especially when we've had this forever. So you're taking away rights. And to me, that's never a good thing. It ends up being that much worse, and I think it would be that much worse. It's the old adage, do you believe that guns kill people or people kill people? Do you look at the statistics and how do you manipulate them? I was kind of surprised because I was watching, obviously, you know, as Roger was, I was watching Sunday Night Football, and Bob Costas, who does do opinion pieces, however, and that's what people like him for when he talks about sports or baseball or steroid use or, you know, that kind of stuff. It's not uncommon for Costas to have a hard opinion and to say what he thinks, or he's asked about it. But it was kind of surprising to me that he did that on Sunday night, I guess. So he talked about that, you know, guns make it easier to kill people, and he kind of used the Belcher thing. And, you know, unfortunately, you could also flip that around, and I understand that some people don't agree with that. However, you could say that guns also, if you looked at the statistics, save people, you know, more than they actually end up killing people, costing people their lives when somebody has a gun. You know, it's like when they talk about what happened in the theater over the summer with the redheaded nut who went into Aurora, Colorado, when the Dark Knight opened and decided he was going to make a statement and fire on people. Of course, he threw tear gas, but imagine if somebody had the opportunity to take him down, how many people, maybe more people would have survived it. You know, we don't know. And there have been situations where somebody has been able, there's some crazy nut with a gun is taken out by somebody who legally has a gun, and has saved a lot of people because they were able to do that, or off-duty police officers who were carrying, etc. So Costas didn't, you know, he talked about the, he talked about guns, he talked about what happened, and he used it as the platform to say, yeah, we need to get rid of guns. But that's a, that's again, gun control versus gun advocates. And when I look at the statistics, and I've really dug into this, and I've looked at it from all points of view, and we've had shows where we've had all kinds of people on the show to talk about it, you know, and here's the thing. What are, you know, 70% of the murders that happen in 3%, let's say, counties in the U.S., that's what we're talking about. Over 70% of murders occur in about 3% of these areas in the United States. So if you pass laws banning guns, most of the murderers aren't the kind of people who are going to say, here's my gun, let me turn over my weapon. It's not like that NBC show, The Revolution, where they kill you if you're hoarding a gun. That's what they do. They just shoot you on sight. You think people are going to turn in these guns? And the answer is no, they're not going to do it. And you could point to other places. Like, I just was in Ireland, and they don't have guns there. And I was in a cab, and I had said that to the cab driver, who said, oh, there's been a shooting. We're, you know, we're having drug problems, and there's been some shootings. He said there was a shooting every single night I was there. And the cops didn't have guns. And, in fact, one cop was killed. So when guns are banned in Ireland, in England, for example, you know, what is the pattern there? Do the murder rates rise when guns are banned or not? What's happened in Chicago? What's happened in Washington, D.C.? You have to ask yourselves that. I'm just saying. So it was interesting that Costas used that platform. All right, one quick one. I didn't mean to get off on a crazy tangent. This one from Juan Miller. Juan says, I think it's terrible what happened with that player and the woman that he was living with. I hope that more people pay attention to domestic violence, and when they see something that's just not right, they report it. Maybe her life could have been saved. Well, you know, most people are saying that they didn't really... There was one person who said that they seemed to think there was problems in the relationship, but almost everybody else said they never saw any of that whatsoever. Hey, you want to send in your thoughts? Do it, AmericaTonight.net.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Thing called It's Your Business, and one of the things that businesses go back and forth on are budgets and what they spend for advertising and what is advertising and what do they need to do to reach the masses or reach just locally or globally or wherever it is they're trying to reach, and depending on what the product is. Rod Collins joins us on this segment, and he's got a really cool, I mean, out-of-the-box marketing company. It's a billboard and cube trucks. I'm going to let him explain. But the business is really taking off. So now you're taking innovation, people's needs, and marrying them together is exactly what we talk about when we talk about entrepreneurs and people thinking of innovative ways to get noticed. And a lot of his clients are doing just that. Rod, thanks for popping on America Tonight. And your company is called Bulldog Billboards. I love the name. Is it because it's like bulldog advertising? Is that how you came up with it?
Well, I think it was appropriate. First of all, I have a bulldog, Bacon the Bulldog, and he is the proud mascot in the logo, and he's featured on the shirt I'm wearing right now. But we are often thought of our form of advertising, I would say, and the way the company is run is much like a bulldog, in that we do whatever it takes to get what it is that we're trying to accomplish.
So how did you come up with the, first of all, explain the concept to everybody, the cube trucks, the billboard and the cube trucks.
Well, it's funny that you're using the word cube. I invented the advertising display cube after I had executed something like 275 mobile advertising vehicle campaigns. And those campaigns I had executed were using a glass-walled concept truck. And that's a box truck that has glass walls, so you can either see the scene that we built out inside of the vehicle, or you can see the billboards that we put up inside the glass walls, and it's lighted and all that sort of thing. So the concept trucks are used one of two ways, and we all also have the classic oversized static billboard truck, which is just a vehicle with two giant vinyl billboards on the truck. And then after about 275 of these campaigns, I was in New York City, probably 35 to 40% of my business is in New York City, and I was literally driving one of the vehicles back after a campaign. We were on a reality television show, and we were used as a makeover studio. And I was thinking, the agency that keeps hiring me over and over, one of them anyway, they didn't care that it was a truck, but they like the glass wall, the transparency that's provided with the glass wall. If you would just for a moment think of a family of four standing on a New York street, and if you were to come up to them and say, hey, can your wife and daughters go inside that truck? We have a program going. If it was just a box truck, there's no way they would allow the kids or the wife or anyone of the family to go in that truck. But since there's glass wall, instead the reaction is completely turned around, and the reaction is, hey, what is Nike doing today? What's going on in there? And we've had all kinds of campaigns inside the vehicles with the glass walls that enable people to see what's going on inside. So the advertising display cube is a larger vehicle with more glass walls and has all the bells and whistles that I wished that I'd had in the beginning of the company. And so things like storage and different entrances and an onboard generator and HVAC for climate control and all those kinds of things that I wished I had, I put into the advertising display cube. And now since I use that word, people are saying cube truck. And I want one of those. You are clearly not the first person that I've heard say, I want one of those cube trucks. And it's just kind of, it's fun for me to see that that word cube is taking off.
And it's all kinds of different, you know, companies, obviously, that you've worked with, from bigger ones to smaller ones. What are the, you know, and obviously this is a layup question to ask you, but I'm curious because I know you're going to be honest with me. What's the reaction been? And I bet it's been pretty powerful because you, as you said, you're attracting people. So that's the idea when it's like billboards. How do you get people attracted and looking and thinking about whatever the message is? So if somebody has the clever message, you're hooked. Looking them in because of the cube truck, partially, right? Because they're like, wow, that's so cool, and they can't help but look at it.
Well, it's a mobile vehicle, so it's a little bit shocking. We are one of those few forms of advertising that you can't turn us off or change the station or crumple us up and throw us away. And we hope that people are opening their eyes when they're driving down the road, and that typically happens. And in fact, one of the beautiful things is, and I know here in Dallas, the statistics report that there's 1.3 people in each vehicle. And that means often there are two people in a vehicle. And if they see an advertisement on a vehicle like mine, it just begs the question, hey, have you tried Joe's Pizza? And now there's some word of mouth going, no, I haven't tried it. Let's try that pizza, that sort of thing. So we're driving down the street or strategically parked somewhere, and it's almost like a surprise to the public as they walk or drive by and see something. I think a lot of times billboards that are 100 feet in the air and 100 feet from the road kind of blend in. I think even maybe the advertising on buses might blend in a bit. It's almost as if it's supposed to be there. And we are we're a surprise to the eyes.
Do if somebody, you know, you have a client, and as I said, I'm sure for all different walks of life, somebody wants to do it, who's driving the truck? Do you have drivers, or do they do that themselves, or how does that work?
No, I have a staff. I have a staff that drives my fleet of vehicles, and we're all over the country, actually. We're experienced throughout the United States, coast to coast, and in Canada, and we've been coast to coast in Canada as well with campaigns.
Yeah, and I know this is a tough question too, but to you, what's been one of the more interesting campaigns that you've done that you really just took off?
Well, you know how I guess the answer to that, who's your most favorite child? The answer is the one you've been with most recently, and we just yesterday or on Friday we just finished a campaign for TxDOT, and it's a don't drink and drive campaign. And it's called Know When to Pass, and what they're asking you to pass are the keys when you've had too many. And we've targeted college football the last 3 years, and we've gone all over the state of Texas to encourage folks not to not celebrate their team, but to make sure they pass the keys off to someone who hasn't over-imbibed. And we have the vehicle set up with a scene built out inside, and the scene is essentially a room with a couch, and there's 2D cutouts of people in full color, so it looks like real people in there, and there's a television, and they're all cheering, and there's beer cans and bottles that are on pizza boxes, and they're glued on there because we've traveled the entire state of Texas. And then on the outside, we have these football players that stand on their own. They're oversized, beautiful, big football players in their uniforms, and they've got menacing looks, and one is asking you to give the keys over. And the advertising part of this is that we set up where there's heavy pedestrian traffic towards the football stadiums. And we've been in Austin, and we've been in Lubbock, and we've been all over the state and been to giant football games when there's lots and lots of people that are partying and going to football games. And they get the message, and one of the things that happens is they stop by and they're photographed in front of the vehicle, and some of them are handing their keys to the football player, some of them are doing silly things, and we've had all kinds of props and that sort of thing. And then they're encouraged to like the picture on Facebook. We've had thousands of pictures liked by and tagged by thousands of people on Facebook, and we've also been to television stations all over the state of Texas in the last month on the media days before the football game. It's been funny. When I've been around, I've literally had hundreds of people saying as they're walking through the stadium, "Hey, I saw you on Channel 7. Hey, I saw you on Channel 11," whatever it was in whatever city we were in. And I've literally had a desk clerk at a hotel tell me the story that she watched the news and saw the feature on the truck and told her mother, "That truck stays at my hotel." So it's just been, that's my most recent campaign, so that's why I tell you that.
So when this first happened, when you first came up with this concept and then you slowly started to develop it and you started to see that you had a home run and it was taking off, did you, when you were putting this together, the initial stages, what I always tell people who are entrepreneurs, did you just know, hey, this is a great idea, I just gotta stick with it, I gotta put the pedal to the metal and I gotta figure out how to do this, but I know that this is gonna be a home run?
You know, it took a lot of persistence, and I can't tell you that the business model didn't change. Originally, I was looking at franchises to buy, and I'm an old hotel marketing, sales and marketing fellow, right? And mm-hmm. I think that I have a lot of the skill sets that it required, that are required to run this sort of business. But I started by, instead of buying a franchise of some sort, I bought my first vehicle. And it was a scrolling mobile billboard truck, and it had the glass walls. And originally, I was going to make my living selling advertisements just on billboards that scroll inside the vehicle. And pretty soon into the deal, probably 6 months inside of the history of Bulldog Mobile Billboards, I started selling dedicated campaigns to one company at a time. And I realized that that was a much better business model, that the client would receive more bang for their buck than sharing billboards that were scrolling up and down. And I think on occasion there's use for the scrolling mobile billboard trucks, but for the most part, I prefer to sell campaigns and activate campaigns for one customer at a time, for not just the reason that they are exclusive, but also that now I can say, you tell me where you would like us to be. When and where would you like the vehicle to be, as opposed to me trying to tell the client, multiple clients, this is our route and this is what we're going to drive. Mm-hmm. We've decided this is the best route.
Yeah, boy, that makes sense. Interesting stuff, definitely. Rod Collins, Bulldog Billboards. You can check it out, Bulldog Billboards. Easy for me to say. Say that 10 times.com, and you get a real sense of what he's talking about. You've probably seen the trucks, for goodness sake. Rod, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
We certainly have talked about this on America Tonight. Poor Matt, who's barely 31, is and looks like he's in his 20s. He looks good. Is you know, the producer of this show is like everybody else, has that thing about aging. But aging has become such a big deal that unfortunately, in the anti-aging movement, which has just blossomed, you have people falling all over themselves to actually peddle, I think, sometimes snake oil, and then people get confused as to what's worth dumping their money into. So in the wings, in our virtual green room, we spared no expense. Judy Gammon is with us. She's with the Executive Medicine of Texas. And Judy, one of the things that that you and you know your husband is involved in, and a couple of other doctors, you're the business manager for the group, is you've got a business that you're seeing that's really thriving on sincerely getting to the heart of staying young and really working with people and trying to, I think, stamp out some of the quackery. Is that right?
Well, that's exactly right, Kate. First of all, thanks for having me on the show. Glad to be here. You have a fantastic show and always happy to be a part of it. And I want to tell you, that's exactly the problem. What we're seeing with the anti-aging, so to speak, movement is we have, unfortunately, some snake oil and quackery going on. One of the things that we do at Executive Medicine of Texas is we get to the root of all of the problems. We put you through a half-day physical exam because you can't fix and correct things that you don't know about. So before you start going to a physician that's going to pump you full of this and that, and a lot of these guys have IVs of high B vitamins and all kinds of things going on, but they're never really checking, hey, what's the status? You know, are you diabetic, pre-diabetic? How's your thyroid? Is your heart good? You have to look at the big picture. And, you know, here, get that big physical exam and then, hey, okay, what needs fine-tuning? Because if we want to live a long time, we have to be sure that we're not involved with the top five things that are heart disease, diabetes, even depression and inflammation, all the things that happen to us that cause us to die early. Our bodies are made to thrive as long as we're getting good nutrition and as long as we're taking good care of ourselves, exercising things. But once you stop doing those things, and even sometimes when you are doing, quote, all the right things, you can have some minor things that could turn into major things if they're not taken care of early.
Yeah, so that's the idea. Somebody says, okay, how do I stop myself from really aging poorly? It's your health. A lot of it is what you just said. It's nutrition. And for some reason, a lot of people don't make that connection.
They don't. And a lot of that kind of goes back to when we were so far apart. We had things like Chinese medicine and all the herbal and holistic things on one side, and then we had Western medicine on the other side, and nobody was taking into account the other one's thoughts, you know, whereas the doctors on the Western side, they were just prescribing prescriptions left, right, and center, but not saying, hey, how can we correct this maybe without filling you full of a bunch of drugs and then giving you more drugs because you have side effects from the first one. And then on the other side, they're going, oh, all you need to do is take this herb. Well, maybe not, because maybe we need to get to the root of what's causing the problem. And we have to remember that just because something is natural or something is herbal doesn't necessarily, one, mean it's good for us, and two, doesn't mean that it wouldn't interact with something maybe we're taking for something else, even if it's something as simple as birth control pills or hormone replacement. And we have to remember, too, pot and opium are plants, too. I mean, so not everything that is a plant or herbal is necessarily good for you.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that thing about what you might be taking doesn't mix with something that's natural, because for some reason, I just talked to a pharmacist about this, that you don't really get that information. So somebody is pretty healthy, but they had something wrong with their cholesterol, so they were taking something, and then it didn't mesh with other things that were natural because they just assumed, oh, it's natural, so that can't affect the pills, can't affect what I'm taking, but sometimes it's disastrous, isn't it?
Well, definitely. We see people that maybe have had issues in the past where they have to be on a blood thinner, but then they go see Joe Bob down at the bingo hall who says, hey, my herbalist said I need to be on this, that, and the other. Well, those things may also be blood thinners. So herbs very often have other properties, like maybe blood thinning or thickening. Or there's just a whole myriad of things they can do to us. So we need to make sure that we're not taking them and taking them in conjunction with something that wouldn't be good. And number one thing I would tell your listeners, when you go see your doctor and your physician or caregiver, whether it's nurse practitioner or PA, if they say, what are you taking? List everything. That means anything you're taking over the counter, anything you're taking that's a supplement, anything you're taking that's a prescription. Because just as we're talking about herbs and things, same problem. Like decongestants, people think, oh, they're safe because they're over the counter. But not necessarily. I mean, they can cause impotence. They can cause urethral stenosis. There's a lot of things that they can cause that maybe people don't think about. They go to the doctor, hey, I got this symptom, but they didn't tell the doctor, oh, yeah, I've been taking this cold medicine.
So something else that I wanted to dive into, or at least scratch the surface with, is some of the cool things that you're doing with stem cells. We hear so much about stem cells, and then people don't realize, well, hey, this is what you can do with stem cells. So tell us about what you're seeing and what you've been able to do with stem cells.
Well, one of the things that is a definite is that stem cells are going to change the future. They're going to change the future of medicine, how we treat things, how we heal ourselves. International Stem Cell Corporation is actually doing a lot of wonderful research in several areas, diabetes, Parkinson's, even blindness. And what they did in their research is they realized that the stem cell extracts were actually making their hands thin, skin, or not thin, younger. So they were like, wow, that's amazing. They did their own little experiment, and then through more of their own research realized they could develop a product while they're doing this other research that could help us with our own use on our face, hands, neck. I use it. The physicians I work with use it. Almost all of our patients are on it because it's absolutely fantastic. And the one thing that I think is even better about it is International Stem Cell Corporation takes the proceeds from Lifeline stem cell serum, and it goes back into that deeper research for those bigger problems. And if your listeners are interested, you can go to stayyoungskin.com. We are just thrilled to have this product in our product line. We're very cautious. We get approached a lot of times, but this is a company we actually sought out and said, hey, we want to know more about this because this is a fantastic product.
Yeah. Do you find that people of all ages, I mean, I was joking around with our producer, Matt, who's a great guy and looks good, but do you find that a lot of people, that there's no discrimination in man, woman, younger, older, that now more than ever people really want to look young, want to look healthy? Do you find that you're seeing that more?
Well, what we're seeing is a shift. This used to be more of a female issue, and men all loved the whole Clint Eastwood look. But they did, you know. They thought it weathered was good. But we're seeing a big shift in that. Even our stem cell cream, we have 60% male purchasers. And so that's interesting to watch that change. And some of it may be that some of the guys that are now even 40, 50, 60, they're maybe still in the workforce and they're competing with these guys that are 20 and 30, and they want to look young. They want to look young. They want to look vibrant. And let's face it, young is cool. it really is. Right now, for whatever reason, young is cool. So it's no longer, you know, you don't look so cool anymore with those lines.
You know, it's funny you say that, but I think there is something to that. If you look back 25 years ago, you know, people, even women, weren't so worried about their hair. There'd be more people that wouldn't dye their hair. There would be less of the things that we see now as far as the way people dress and stuff. So things definitely have changed.
Well, and the whole beauty industry, I mean, we're talking billions of dollars put into the beauty industry, and a lot of it's nonsense. I think that's what's so exciting about this. It's stem cells. It's proven. It's taking the nutrients your body needs and putting them on the skin and in a way that they can be absorbed through something that's new called nanotechnology. I mean, medicine is moving at a rate that even 10, 15 years ago, doctors wouldn't have believed where we are now. And it's fascinating to be a part of that.
Yeah. All right, Judy Gammon, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. Continued success, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.